Praise God, praise God, praise God. Yes, I'm Pastor Kenneth from Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God once again. Yes, remind you, this is 92.3 FM radio. Yeah, today I'm going to talk about three important things about God. Yes, three important things about God. Then note this. Number one, we have God of drastic intervention. Then number two, we have a God of total restoration. And number three, we have a God, we have the point which say the God of supernatural speed. So today we are going to look on those three things about God. Then we will have a prophetic prayer. We are going to have a prayer point, and at the end of this sermon. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then let us look directly on the point number one, or the thing number one, which say we serve a God of drastic intervention. It is like when men are down to nothing, God is up to something. Jesus, let me tell you this. When I was in the prayer chamber praying, asking God that which food I will feed your sons and daughters, it's where now God spoke with me that this food is very, very suitable. You will enjoy, you will be satisfied, you will enjoy, and I believe that you will enjoy this, and it will take you to another level. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, when we look on the God of drastic intervention, it is like when men are down to nothing, God is up to something. The situation, the point where you think that you cannot go so far, you cannot move ahead, you cannot do this and that, but it's the only point that God is coming and rise. It is the only point where your common sense ending, it reaching the ending point, is the point where God is rising and the people around you starting praising your God, are starting glorifying your God. Let us look on the Bible. Yeah, on Psalms 126 verse 1 up to verse 2. Yeah, when we look on verse 1, the Bible says, when the Lord brought back the captivity of Zion, we were like men who dream. Thank you, Lord. Number 2, our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongue with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nation, the Lord has done great things for them, and we are filled with joy. Thank you, Lord Jesus. May it be said of you in Jesus' name. May it be your portion in Jesus' name. Oh, may it be your portion in Jesus' name. May it be your portion that the people surrounding you, the people surrounding you, they have to glorify your God. They have to testify your God. They have to glorify your God, to say that, oh, the God of this one has done great things in his life, has done great things in her life, has done great things in his family, has done great things in her family. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Landere brasche le nombre, fanca la braca, yante le moja la brande. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Father in heaven. I glorify your name. Thank you, Father. I stand as an oracle of God. I stand as an oracle of God, not as an orator. Landere brasche. I prophesy this week and beyond, you will receive drastic intervention. This week and beyond, you are going to flow in drastic intervention. This week and beyond, the people that are surrounding you, the people that who were looking at you, that they were mock at you, they were joking at you, oh, they will not do it again. They will not do it again, because God is going to raise you up again. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Father. I stand as an oracle. I stand as an oracle of God. Land the brasque. Then number two, the Bible says, the point number two, we serve a God of total restoration. When I'm talking about total restoration, I'm talking about complete restoration, the restoration that it is behind the human ability. You understand, behind human ability, that human being cannot do it. It is just through the power from the heaven, through the mighty restoration. That this one we can look on the book of Joel 2 verse 25 up to 26. And the Bible says, and I will restore to you the ears that the locust has eaten, the canker worm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army which I send among you, and you shall eat in the plant and be satisfied and praise the name of your Lord your God. That has dealt wonders with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful promise. Thank you for this great promise. And I agree with that one. You will not suffer shame. For you who you are listening on 92.3 FM right now, you will not suffer shame. Oh, thank you, Jesus. It does not matter where you are. It does not matter the time you are listening on me. It does not matter. The distance is not the barrier. Where are you? Where you are, location, destination, it does not matter. But the matter, the issue is just you are very keen listening to me. Oh, I'm promising you that you will not suffer shame again. You will never suffer shame again. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I prophesy as an oracle. I prophesy restoration. I prophesy recovering. I decree and declare, oh, we shall not suffer shame. You shall not suffer reproach. You shall not suffer distress. You shall not suffer misunderstanding. You shall not suffer misbehaving. You shall not suffer any kind that is against the law of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I prophesy recovering. I prophesy the good news in your family, that the people, anything that it was taken in your life, the devil took from you, anything, whether it is financial, the devil has stole from you, whether it is academic, oh, I stand as an oracle that today anything that devil took from you, it is restored in Jesus' name. It is restored in Jesus' name. It is restored in Jesus' name. It does not matter when and where, but I stand as an oracle. I stand as an oracle of God. Regard to Joel 2 verse 25 up to 26. The God has promised that he has restored anything that it has taken from our life, from our family, our friends. Whether sometimes you are suffering from your relationship, but you don't know, you are not aware that your relationship was taken with devil. But today I stand as an oracle to restore your relationship. I restore your finances. I restore your career. I restore your academic. I restore your job position. I restore your job proposal. I restore your work position. I restore your family. I restore your health status. I restore your mental effectiveness. I restore each and everything that devil took from you. Some people have been suffering from distress, from disappointment, but today I restore anything that devil took from you. Oh, Shandele Braske. Oh, you will eat in the plenty of Jesus. You will eat in the plenty. You will eat in the plenty and you will be satisfied. The blessing of God are abundant. Shower of blessing are about to intervene in your case. Shower of blessing are about to occupy in your life. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then the point number three, we are going to see the God of supernatural speed. This is the last point. Be very keen here. The God of supernatural speed. And this one, we are going to look on the book of Isaiah 40 verse 31. The Bible says, but those who hope in the Lord will renew their strengths. They will soar on wings like eagle. They will run and not grow, Will they will walk and not be faint. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This is supernatural speed. When I'm talking about supernatural speed, I'm talking about the acceleration happening in the frequency of heaven. You have not catch me up. I'm talking about acceleration happening in the frequency of heaven. Oh, this is divine ability coming into human ability. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And you are going to work on it right now. You are going to work on supernatural speed. This week and beyond, you are going to work on supernatural speed. Anything that was hindering you today, it has been removed away. You are going to walk on supernatural speed. Yeah, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, the Lord has promised you, for those who hope in the Lord, they will renew their strengths. May your strengths be renewed right now. May your power be renewed right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Then number last, which was the main anchor of this sermon, let us enter into the prayer point of which the verse which we are going going to stand on it in the prayer. It is coming from 1 Kings 18:45. The Bible says, "And it comes to pass in the meanwhile that the heaven was black with clouds and wind, and there was a great rain. And Ahab rode and went to Jezreel, and the hand of the Lord was in Elijah. He girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of Jezreel." Thank you, Lord Jesus. I glorify your name. I glorify your name, Lord Father. May these people looking, listening at us right now, 92.3 FM radio, there are people who are very keen listening on me right now, Father. May you restore their family. May you restore their life. May you restore, Father, Lord Jesus. As the time that Jezreel, at the time that Ahab was on the first means of transportation at that time, Lord Father, but you were able to uplift Elijah, to take over, to overtake Ahab, to enter in the entrance of Jezreel. It is the same condition that is going to apply right now. Oh, I stand as an oracle of God, that the people who were overtaking your sons and daughters, right now I'm changing it vice versa, that overtaking is allowed. Overtaking is going to be applied in your sons and daughters. Everything that was ahead of them, right now I'm going to take them in the supernatural speed. I'm going to take them in the overtaking power, in the overtaking speed right now. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I restore right now. I restore right now. I restore right now. I'm speaking about supernatural speed. Anything that was a hindrance in their family, anything that was a hindrance in their life, thank you, Jesus. I cancel them right now, right now, right now. Anything that was overtaking them right now, I cancel, Father. Oh, I declare supernatural speed. I declare a total restoration in their life. I declare drastic intervention. May it be their portion right now. Father, receive. Let them receive. Receive. Let them receive supernatural speed. Let them receive drastic intervention. Let them receive total restoration in the mighty name of Jesus. Because, Father, you promised that we shall eat in the plenty. Oh, and we will be satisfied. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Father, Lord Father in heaven, we glorify your name. We glorify your name. We glorify your name. I pray for anointing. I pray for anointing. Anointing which will heal their life. Anointing which will heal their wound. Anointing which will heal their wound. Rajentelebrand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I cancel every negativity report. I cancel every clinical report. I cancel every reproach. I cancel every misbehaving. I cancel every spirit that is attacking them. Every burdens in their life. Rajentelebraske. I cancel them by fire right now, Father. I cancel them by fire right now, Father. Oh, may you set free the people of Tableland, Australia. May you set them free right now, Father. May you set free the people of Queensland. May you set free the people around the world. The people who are recently being loud now, Father. Oh, this voice, it is anointing voice. Oh, I put under your total care everyone who is under the voice of, under the sound of my voice right now, Father. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Razetelebrande. Oh, Lord Father in heaven, I glorify your name. I glorify your name. I glorify your name. I glorify your name. I say thank you, Jesus. Thank you for recovering. Thank you for their deliverance. I deliver their financial. I deliver their marriage. I deliver their marital sacrament. I deliver their relationship. I deliver their career. I deliver each and every aspect in their life, in their family. Anything that they were seeking, anything that someone was thinking about it, may it be his portion, her portion. May it be his portion, her portion right now. Father, in Jesus Christ's name, I glorify your name. Thank you for this prayer. Oh, Lord, into the brand. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We love you, Father. We love you, Lord. We love you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Reminding you, we are listening on Pastor Ayub Kenneth. God bless you. For the prayer point, when you have a prayer case, you can meet me through the radio station manager. God bless you. God bless you. This is 92.3 FM radio. I love you all, Queensland, Australia. God bless you.